Inmates throughout California are being tested today for valley fever for the first time in history. FM89's Diana Aguilera reports.
The California Department of Corrections is spending more than $5 million to test around 90,000 inmates for the potentially deadly illness. The goal is to reduce the number of infections and determine who can be housed at both Avenel and Pleasant Valley prisons. The results from the newly available skin test will reveal who's at a higher risk of catching valley fever and who's not. Those found to be in high-risk groups will not be transferred to the two prisons. Liz Granzi is a spokeswoman for the California Correctional Healthcare Services.
We're trying to get everybody done and tested today on Monday, and then all of the reading will be done between the 44 and 52 hours. And this is a one-time statewide test. However, we will be incorporating this into our receiving process as well.
Valley fever is caused by a fungus that thrives throughout the Central Valley and other parts of the Southwest, sending out spores. Those infected can experience flu-like symptoms, but in severe cases, it can lead to a long-term disability or death. In recent years, a number of prisoners have sued the state after contracting the disease. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.